Estevan. The Estevan Steelhouse U18 AAA Bears had a good look at what the future holds for the team during their annual fall ID camp. Players born in 2007, 2008 and 2009 took to the ice for scrimmages, skill sessions and evaluations on August 29 and 30. They also had fitness testing on August 29. A few returning members of the organization participated, but most of the 41 players in attendance are part of the team's future. It was good to get some of the prospects out to run more of a prospects camp, said Bears head coach Ryan Pilon. He was also happy to have the veteran players interacting with the prospects. They had three returning players who were at the camp, Mark Belanger, Riley Cragen and Thomas Rise. 11 players were eligible to return from last year's team, but the Bears released three of them before the summer. The Bears are waiting to see how many of the 8 potential returnees will stick with their junior clubs or play at the U18 AAA level this season. Cole Keane, who was last year's top scorer, has committed to play with the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League's Melville Millionaires as an underage player. Forward Carter Henry of Estevan, who is entering his final year of minor hockey, is attending the camp of the Western Hockey League's Prince George Cougars. If he doesn't stick with Prince George, Pilon believes Henry could play with the Estevan Bruins. At the start of the year, I think every team is kind of in the same situation, said Pilon. On paper, it looks like we have a really good team. We had a good crew, at camp. A good group of players from the U15 levels, so we're really happy with them right now, and it's looking to be competitive in the league. Pilon was impressed with the play of Cameron Allard, a first-year defenseman from Yorkton who appears to have had a good summer. Forward Jace McNichol and defenseman Cade McKiver, two players who spent last season with Notre Dame's U16 program, also had strong camps. Pilon looks forward to seeing them with the Bears this year. We'll be looking at them to step in and produce right away for us. It was very promising at spring camp and hopefully, they can make that smooth adjustment into our league, said Pilon. Some of the younger local prospects also participated. Pilon praised Boston Tate, a defenseman who is entering his second season of U15 A hockey, as someone who could be an affiliate player with the Bears this season. He's going to be one heck of a player, said Pilon. The Bears camp was held at the same time as the Estevan Bruins training camp, which Pilon said was coincidental. Since the Bears were running an ID camp, it was for 2 days. Chase Holt, a forward from Regina who is entering his first year of U18 AAA hockey, attended both camps.